With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump set to meet with two key European allies this week. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Both French President Macron and British Prime Minister Starmer will visit the White House this week for talks with Donald Trump. The upcoming meetings come at a time of heightened tensions as the president threatens to impose tariffs on all U.S. trading partners. Ukraine is also a key issue. Europe was not invited to last week's summit with Russian officials, and Macron and Starmer have insisted Europe must have a say in international talks to end the war in Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Center-right opposition leader Friedrich Merz claiming victory in Germany's national election today after exit polls show his bloc in the lead. Merz said he is aware of the dimension of the task that he faces and that it will, quote, not be easy at all. That election was dominated by worries about the years-long stagnation of Europe's biggest economy. Also, at SRNnews.com, the man behind Doge giving federal workers a deadline.
Elon Musk, President Donald Trump's cost-cutting chief, has emailed hundreds of thousands of federal workers, telling them to explain with five bullets what you accomplished last week and CC your manager. Musk posted on X that failing to respond to the request will be taken as a resignation. Federal employees, including some judges, court staff, and federal prison officials, received the three-line email with the demand, which did not mention resignation. The deadline to reply was listed as Monday at 11:59 p.m. Some agencies have told employees that they don't have to comply. An email from the State Department's acting undersecretary for management says the State Department will respond on behalf of the department. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. The boycott of Target is over.
When the giant retailer announced in 2016 that it would allow men to use women's bathrooms and changing rooms, the American Family Association called on Christians across the country to take their money elsewhere. Now the AFA says it's officially ending the boycott with Target's latest announcement that it is dropping its diversity, equity, and inclusion program. The company has also installed single-occupancy bathrooms and stopped pushing LGBT children's apparel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bad news for Christians in Nicaragua. The legislature approving a new constitution that makes President Manuel Ortega a virtual dictator and gives his wife similar powers. Ortega, whose communist Sandinista party took control in the 1980s, would also be able to override guarantees of freedom of religion. Lately, he has been campaigning against members of the clergy. This is SRN News. The president of the Congo is trying to retain his hold on power against recent gains by Rwandan-backed rebels. Here's BBC correspondent Andrew Ojing.
At a meeting of his close political allies in Kinshasa, Felix Tshisekedi said some of them had not been doing enough to defend the country and that he needed more voices to do that. But he said only individuals who advocate for the national interest would be included in the reshuffled government, a signal that M23 were not welcome. Mr. Tshisekedi also said he would be reforming the army, which was often withdrawn without a fight in areas where it faced the rebels. M23 now controls large parts of North and South Kivu provinces, including the main cities of Goma and Bukavu.
And meanwhile, the UN Security Council has adopted a resolution calling for Rwanda to end its complete support of the M23 rebel group. More details at SRNnews.com.